The Magnifying Transmitter by Nikola Tesla. I have been asked by the electrical experimenter to be quite explicit on this subject, so that my young friends among the readers of the magazine will clearly understand the construction and operation of my magnifying transmitter and the purposes for which it is intended. Well then, in the first place, it is a resonant transformer with a secondary in which the parts, charged to a high potential, are of considerable area and arranged in space along ideal enveloping surfaces of very large radii of curvature and at proper distances from one another, thereby ensuring a small electric surface density everywhere, so that no leak can occur even if the conductor is bare. It is suitable for any frequency, from a few to many thousands of cycles per second, and can be used in the production of currents of tremendous volume and moderate pressure, or of smaller amperage and immense electromotive force. The maximum electric tension is merely dependent on the curvature of the surfaces on which the charge elements are situated and the area of the latter. Judging from my past experience, as much as 100 million volts are perfectly practicable. On the other hand, currents of many thousands of amperes may be obtained in the antenna. A plant of but very moderate dimensions is required for such performances. Theoretically, a terminal of less than 90 feet in diameter is sufficient to develop an electromotive force of that magnitude, while for antenna currents of from 2,000 to 4,000 amperes at the usual frequencies, it need not be larger than 30 feet in diameter.